Lots of performances these days are tailored for audiences on the autism spectrum, but many simply adapt existing works with softer lighting and sound. A rare show designed from the start with autism spectrum audiences in mind opens this week, and it brings a forest to downtown Pittsburgh. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll has more.
The Forest of Everywhere is an interactive theater show from local troupe Bricolage Productions.
Hello everyone, welcome, this is the meadow.
Kids and their adults in small groups wander through a forest-themed playground of life-sized, corrugated cardboard trees and meet hand-puppet animals and friendly park rangers. The characters include an ostrich.
My name is Esther. Can you say that?
Esther.
Oh, that sounds beautiful. You have lovely voices.
The Forest of Everywhere began when Pittsburgh International Children's Theater asked Bricolage to reboot one of its shows for autistic audiences. Instead, Bricolage started from scratch. The troupe consulted with Arts for Autism and the group Evolve Coaching.
You may hear about sensory-friendly activities that are put on by other companies, and that's excellent. That's great.
That's Heather Conroy of Evolve.
But I thought what was unique about Bricolage is that they went into this really thinking about this population first.
Bricolage writer Tammy Dixon says her team realized that the new show's characters shouldn't all be human.
We learned that sometimes engaging with other human beings can be difficult. And sometimes puppets are a way that can ease people into making connections.
Bricolage worked for months with the actors to sensitize them to autism spectrum audiences.
There is no applause. The satisfaction has to come with the encounter. So we needed artists that weren't worried about that, that were really interested in meeting a person where they were.
Another consultant was Grayson Rumsey, a 17-year-old with autism who performs in the show. He thought the original script had too many words in it.
So part of what I brought to the table was trying to really push for finding ways to include nonverbal people and to make sure that the show didn't rely so heavily on language and speech processing.
So the script became, well, less scripted. More feedback came from autistic kids who participated in run-throughs, like Alyssa Ringgold's 9-year-old son, Reed. At one point, a performer tossed some dried leaves at Reed.
It was a great idea in theory, but my kid sort of really was bothered by it and screamed.
So the show changed.
They ended up having the audience member walk in and sort of explore the leaves with the cast member.
But something was still off. Then Dixon realized what was wrong. Visitors were being led through the Forest of Everywhere too carefully.
We had to remove the structure. Giving this audience agency was number one, allowing them to go wherever they wanted, to do whatever they wanted.
The Forest of Everywhere premiered in 2016, but was scheduled for just 4 days. This year, Bricolage is bringing the show back for a 3-week run. The idea is you're visiting a forest where animals from all over the world have been displaced by a big storm.
A lot of our new forest arrivals are feeling kind of homesick and having trouble fitting in. And we think you explorers would be so good at helping us.
There's a focus on nonverbal sensory input, including textures, scents, and sounds.
Do you hear that? What does it sound like?
And there are many ways for visitors to interact. From visiting a bunny who silently encourages kids to play with small tactile objects, to a spirited sing-along with a guitar-playing park ranger. The experience is designed to last half an hour, but kids can stay an hour or even more if they want. The Forest of Everywhere opens at Bricolage's storefront theater downtown this Thursday. I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.
The show continues through June 3rd.